Nilagpasan na ng Melbourne ang Sydney bilang kabisera ng bansa na may pinakakaakit-akit na merkado sa pabahay. Subalit ang kakayahang makabili ng bahay ay nananatili pa rin isang problema. Narito ang ulat. Nararamdaman ng Melbourne ang bago nitong titulo at nalagpasan na ang Sydney bilang hari ng mga ari-arian. Sinabi ng Senior Research Analyst ng CoreLogic Arpidita, Cameron Cashier, tanging mas mura lamang makabili ng bahay sa kabisera ng Victoria.
Melbourne's still a lot more affordable than Sydney is. To put this into some context, the median unit price in Sydney is actually higher than the median house price in Melbourne.
Sa tatlong buwan hanggang Enero, ang mga presyo ng bahay sa mga kabisera ng bansa ay bumaba ng 0.6% sa average. Sa Melbourne, ito ay bumaba ng 0.1%, habang sa Sydney naman, nakita ang pagbaba ng 2.1%.
From here, the rate of growth in Sydney is going to continue to slow. I think certain pockets will still see fairly strong demand, particularly in a western areas close to the city that people really want to live in.
Sa nakalipas na 12 buwan, ang halaga ng ari-arian sa Sydney ay tumaas ng 10.5%. Sa Melbourne, lumago ng 11%. Ang tanging mga kabisera na bumaba lamang ay ang Perth na bumaba ng 4.1%, habang ang Darwin ay humina ng 2.5%. Ganoon pa man, ang kakayahang bumili ng bahay ay nananatiling problema at sumama 3 buwang pagkatapos itaas ng malalaking bangko ang variable mortgage rate nang walang pagsunod sa Reserve Bank. Sinabi ni Shane Garrett, Senior Economist sa Housing Industry Association, habang ang proporsyon ng pagbayad ng mortgage sa kita ay bumaba sa simula ng dekadang ito, ito ay bumalik sa mahigit 40% ng kita kumpara sa antas na hindi nakikita mula pa noong taong 2012.
Part of the affordability equation here is the fact that earnings growth has slowed to its lowest rate in about 2 decades, and that's partly related to the economic weaknesses that we're experiencing at the moment. And it's partly related also to the very low inflationary environment we're seeing as well.
Ito ay malamang na maglalagay ng kalagdagang pressure sa ilang mga nangungutang. Inaasahan ni Jennifer Wu, Associate Managing Director sa Credit Ratings Agencies na Moody's, ang pagdami ng bilang ng mga tao na magde-default o di makakabayad sa kanilang buwanang pagbabayad sa taong ito.
I think it will be pretty mild in general for Australia across the board. However, I think it depends on which sector or which segment of the countries, you know, you're talking about. So, you know, for those that are states that are actually quite related or exposed to the commodity sector, we expect the uptake will be slightly higher.
Si Cameron Cashier ng CoreLogic Arpidita ay may mensaheng ito para sa mga may-ari ng bahay.
Just don't expect the value of your home to increase as quickly as it has been over the last 3.5 years, particularly in Sydney and Melbourne. For people looking to buy, I think they're going to have more choice than they've had for a long period of time, so they don't necessarily have to make that decision about purchasing as quickly as they have over the last couple of years. And for people that are selling, the real message is you need to be more realistic about your selling price because conditions are going to be tougher as the market does slow.
Ang Reserve Bank ay magpupulong ngayong araw sa unang pagkakataon ngayong taon para talakayin ang antas ng interest.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.